on a 3.7 to be afternoon jams 409 in the city as promised. In the studio with me, I have my special guest, attorney Annette Smedley, who's running for Muskegon County 14th Circuit Court Judge. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's an exciting time for you.
It is very exciting. It's been all since May, and it's been going and going, and now we're coming down to the end, so it's getting very exciting.
Down to the wire. It's crunch time, just a few more days before election, and as always, we encourage everyone to exercise their right and get out and vote come next Tuesday, November the 6th. So get out, vote, exercise your right. How has your campaign been going so far?
It's been going great. We had a lot of fun stuff that we did through this campaign. I had a bowling fundraiser. I had an old car show fundraiser. And, you know, we were out knocking on doors and meeting people and going to different functions. So it's been fun.
Okay. Well, let's take a step back and tell the community, tell the listeners, who is Annette Smedley?
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Muskegon County. I have 6 children. I have 10 grandchildren. My husband was in the service. He's a Navy vet. My grandfather was a World War I vet. My father was a World War II vet. So we've lived here in Muskegon all my life. My father owned Nino's restaurant on Gaddy.
Okay.
And I started working there when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad said that he's a very strict Italian family. And his philosophy was, if you want something, you work for it. Nothing is given to you. And if you wanted something, you had to work. So I started washing dishes for $1 an hour down at the restaurant. And then I was married at the age of 17. And my husband then joined the service. And then both of our fathers got sick. My dad worked for CWC.
Okay.
And he got the lung disease from there. And my father-in-law got cancer. So my husband got out of the service. We came back. And I took over the restaurant and started running that and went to MCC. And then I went to Grand Valley. And then I went to Thomas Cooley Law School. And because I had to continue working, I went to Cooley because it's the only law school that offered the weekend program.
Okay.
And at the time, it still wasn't accredited. They said, you know, you need to, if you come to the weekend college, the weekend classes, you're taking a chance on this not ever becoming an accredited program.
Okay.
But it was the only thing that I could do because it takes 2 incomes to be able to support the family. So
right.
I had to work. And so I did that, and halfway through it was accredited. So I was was happy about that.
Yes,
so
you then lucked out on that one.
Then I graduated law school, and I started my own practice. I moved in with an office with another attorney.
Okay.
And so I started, he was a public defender, and he gave me some of his cases, you know, so that I could do some work. I did my first felony case before I was in practice over a year. And what I thought was, you know, when I came to Muskegon and I walked into the courthouse, I'm thinking, this is going to be absolutely wonderful. You know, I walked in and he's introducing me to other attorneys, and we walked into this room. There was a conference room.
Okay.
There was a guy standing by the door, and there was other male attorneys in the conference room. And as we started to walk in, he walked in ahead of me. And when he walked in, the guy standing by the door looked at me and then closed the door.
Wow.
And closed the door right on. And I'm going, wow, really? And then I could hear him say, no, she's with me. And he opens it up and he goes, what? And the guy said, you know, she's new. She's in town. She just passed the bar. She's, you know, working in my office. And they go, oh, nice. You know, and that was it. You know, so that was my welcome to Muskegon County.
So not very welcoming.
It's not for a female.
Okay.
As I came into the field, there was another attorney that graduated the same time I did. He was able to walk in and do a public defender case for an armed robbery. I was not allowed to do that right away unless I had a male sitting behind me to help me out during my first trial.
Okay, so there were many challenges when you first started.
There was. So now I've been working over 10 years.
Okay.
I have practiced in over 5 different counties in front of over 10 circuit court judges, let alone all the district court judges and probate judges that I've practiced in front of. I have done civil, criminal, family, contracts. I've done all kinds of different adoptions, termination of parental rights. So I have been the criminal all the way down.
Okay.
It's been every day for the last 10 years, I probably was in the courtroom every single day almost. Now that I'm in Ludington and I don't have the person I was working for doesn't have the contract in Muskegon anymore, I'm not in the courtroom here every day.
Okay.
Like I was. But I'm in other courtrooms. So I have the experience. I've had trials on murder, kidnapping, rape, robbery. I've had divorce trials, neglect abuse trials. So I've had trials and thousands of courtroom procedures that I had to take care of other than just trials.
Okay.
So my experience is vast through all the areas of the law.
Okay. So pretty diverse.
Yes.
Okay. What made you want to run for 14th Circuit Court judge?
Well, like the paper said, Judge Graves is retiring because of age, and there has not been an open seat since 1968.
Wow.
So it's very rare to get that open seat. The other... In circuit court, there's been other judges, you know, but they've been appointed instead of actually had to run for it because the judges retired early and left the bench, so they've been appointed. This is the first time since 1968 that we've actually had a running election for circuit court. It's rare. So usually when you have that open seat, everybody says, you know, it's time. You know, that's we can run because if you're not running against an incumbent, it's a lot easier. The field is wide open and nobody has the actual advantage playing field.
Okay. So you're pretty much at an even level playing field at this point.
Right. And so that's what I had decided when I first decided to be an attorney. It wasn't that I wanted to be an attorney. I was going to be eventually a Supreme Court justice. That was my goal.
Okay.
And I've been an attorney. I've been a defense attorney. I've been a prosecutor. It's time, I believe, to move on. I've been in every area of the law. I've been in all of the counties. And I think that it's time to move on. And I think that in this situation, Muskegon County has not had a female on a circuit court bench.
Wow.
And so with my life experience, I've been a foster mom. We have adopted children. My mom and dad were foster parents of 65 kids. So I've seen the system on the inside and on the outside. So I believe that I bring to the bench not just the knowledge and the experience as an attorney, but also as my personal life is able to bring that knowledge and experience that I've had through my personal life. I don't believe that everybody deserves just to be thrown in jail and locked up and throw away the key.
Okay.
There's programs out there that can help. Your main focus is we need to stop the repeat offenders. We need to curb down on the crime in Muskegon County. And to be able to figure that out is to figure out, to begin with, a lot of it is to deal with drugs. So if we had a drug court in Muskegon County, some of these first cases that come before you where they don't have a long history of violence or anything, you could put them into a drug program and hopefully they wouldn't come back the next time.
Okay.
So I think my passion for the law and the community gives me an upper hand on the position more than like my opponent would have.
Okay. Okay. Now let's take it a step back. You would be making history if you are elected come November the 6th.
Yes, I would be making, I've already made history by running for circuit court judge, because there is haven't been a woman that has ran for circuit court judge. So we've made history there.
Okay.
So I would be the first female elected to the circuit court judge in Muskegon County. We have 6 judges. They're all males.
Okay.
I think it's time we were given the right to vote, that we should have a voice in the circuit court also.
Okay. So another reason.
Another reason, yes. And if it was just the idea, hey, vote for me because I'm a woman, I don't think that's a good enough reason.
Okay.
Reason is I'm a qualified woman. I have the experience. A circuit court judge has to handle, well, actually, we've been told Judge Graves is a criminal and civil docket, but we have been told that it's probably going to be a family court docket once it gets into January. They're going to move some of the judges around.
Okay.
So whatever judge takes over will probably have to handle family law. I have handled divorces, adoptions, guardianship, neglect, abuse, along with the criminal and the civil law. My opponent is a prosecutor. He's been a prosecutor for 20 years. He hasn't handled a divorce case. He's never handled a child custody case. He's never handled an adoption. So those are the things that the judge is going to have to handle. So going into this position, I believe that I would be the most qualified.
For the seat?
For the seat, but that's not, and that's why I said I'm not asking to be elected just because I'm a woman. I'm asking to be elected because I have the qualities and the qualifications, and the plus is that I'm a woman and I would be the first woman ever elected to the circuit court judge.
Okay. Now, you talked a little earlier, you talked about drug programs in Muskegon County. What are some other ideas you have or other things that you would like to see change or go in a different direction?
Well, in the circuit court, we have programs out there. They've been out there forever, and judges can use them. They can use the 7411s, the youthful trainee. There's the drug rehab places, their KPAP. I mean, those are programs out there, and judges use those. What we don't have is we don't actually have those courts. There's specialty courts like drug court, mental health court, and veterans court.
Okay.
Those courts are specifically geared just to those specific people with those problems. And that's something that has worked in the other counties. The advantage that I have is because I have worked in over 5 different counties, I know I've been in counties that have used these courts and I've seen them work. I didn't just read about it in the magazine. I've actually been involved in these courts and seen them work. So to be able to help establish those courts in our county, I believe that would give another avenue, instead of just locking everybody up, we have another avenue to help somebody versus locking them up. Now, I understand that if we're dealing with criminal law and we have violent criminals, I'm not saying that we need to let everybody go to a program and the violent criminals should be let out. That's not what I'm saying. I understand that as a judge, I will have those hard cases that come before me.
Okay.
I will have to sentenced to the Michigan Department of Corrections, and sometimes for a very long time. I'm not afraid to do that. I mean, that's not, I'm not thinking, oh, geez, I got to find something else because I don't have the ability to sentence to a long term at the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Okay.
I've got the knowledge to be able to know the difference.
Okay.
And to be able to use alternatives when it fits the person that comes before me.
Right, so you take it on a case-by-case?
Case-by-case basis.
Okay. Okay. Now, how accessible would you be to the public and how open would you be to the public for suggestions?
Well, I would be very open. You know, suggestions, to be able to make stuff work, you have to brainstorm. You can't do anything. I don't believe that one person can do everything by themselves and they've got all the ideas and all the answers to everything. Anybody that has ideas, to be able to put those ideas forward and talk about them and decide, is this a good thing? Is this a good fit? Is always welcome, because okay. anything that would better Muskegon County is good for us.
Okay. Now, come next Tuesday, November the 6th, if you are elected, what's the first thing you'll do?
Woohoo! Well, I'll be down. we'll be at Nino's on Tuesday night watching the election results come out. They have been such a big support to me. My mom owns the restaurant, and they support me. They're there, and I figure, you know, that's where I'm going to have my party at, where the people are at that are able to come in and out and say, hey, you know, how you doing? And mm-hmm. so that's where I will be. And if it comes out, the first thing I'll do is, I guess tomorrow will be, the next day would be a real fun day.
Celebrate.
It would be a celebration. But the problem that I would have is, because I'm a private attorney, I have to close up my office.
Okay.
I have to send out letters to all of my clients to let them know that I have to be, I have to leave, take off their, be taken off their case.
Okay.
And they have to find another attorney. And then they have to, I have to be able to copy all their files and get all their files to them and make sure that my name is off any legal documents or anything that's on a business or anything like that in my office, and close it up as tight as I can, and so that I can leave in January.
Okay.
So there's a lot of work that's got to go in for me if I win.
Okay.
But that's all right. I'll do that.
Okay. Now, going on the opposite side of the fence, if come next Tuesday, you're not elected, what's next for you? What's your next step?
No way you gotta talk like that. Basically, I am the felony public defender in Ludington, so I will still have my job. My judge up there, Judge Cooper, said that he's rooting for me, and he hopes that I win. But on the other hand, he won't be sorry if I don't, because I'll be able to stay there. And he won't have to look for another attorney to take my place. So I still have my job up in Ludington, and I still have my office and all of my clients. So I'll just continue doing what I'm doing and
continue your work.
Yeah, yes. And make sure, you know, you want to make sure whoever takes over, whether it's me or Randy, that, you know, we do well for the community, because okay. that's we work for the community. And we're, you know, if I'm elected, I'm put there by the community, and I'm put there to make sure that I make it a better place.
Okay.
So we need to do that. And so no matter who's there, we need to kind of keep an eye on that person and make sure they're doing what they said they were going to do.
Hold them accountable.
That's right.
Okay. If people would like to learn more about your campaign, more about you, what's your website?
It's votesmedley.com.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to tell the listeners? Any other information you would like to get out as the last minute before election day?
Don't believe all of the paper about, they're starting to, the campaign has been really good up to this point. And okay. now they're starting to come out. Some untruths are now starting to come out.
Okay.
There's some stuff in the paper saying that I'm not qualified. Qualification for a judge, a circuit court judge, basically is you have to be an attorney for 5 years and live in the county.
Okay, so that's the qualification to run.
That's the qualification.
Okay.
Now, it's kind of like a job. If you want a job to be, let's say the welder, a welding job, the qualifications that is posted on the board is that you have to have 2 years experience, and you have to have been with the company for 2 years. But it's a plus if you've got a associate's degree and a bachelor's degree and stuff, but that's not required.
Okay.
So I'm qualified through being an attorney for over 5 years and living in the county.
Okay.
But the plus side that I have that my opponent does not have is I have the family law and the I have family law, I have contract law, I have probate. So I'm across the board attorney.
Okay.
And there's some negativity, some negative ads that are coming out saying that I don't have any qualifications and stuff. So I guess what I would say is don't believe everything you read. Look at the facts. Look at the information that's out there. And not just for my, not just for circuit court judge.
For
anyone.
I
mean, the proposals that are coming out. The proposals that are coming out, some of them are getting some bad press on the TV because one side has more money than the other side.
Right.
And what they're doing is they're bombarding the TV with their commercials and they're given false information.
Yes, vote no. But one thing that we encourage everyone to do is do your own research. Don't take someone else's word for it, whether it's your best friend or family member or something that you see on the media. Do your own research and then you'll know which way to go.
Right.
And research it for yourself.
It's so important to go out and vote. You know, with the local elections, they're the ones that affect your life. The community's life is your local elections. And they can be won by one vote. So if you think, well, geez, I'm not going to vote this time because my vote doesn't matter because the Electoral College picks everything anyways. It may do that on a national level, but for a local level, that one person that stayed home could have made a difference on what actually was passed. So it's very important. And because the ballot's so big, mm-hmm. what I've been telling everybody to do is start at the back. And when you vote for president, you're done.
Okay.
Because that's way that the president would then be the last one. And it seems like a lot of people believe that that's the most important spot. So start at the back.
Okay. It's a good way to look at it.
And don't just go in and vote straight Democrat or straight Republican and think that you're done and you've voted for your local people, because some of them, like the judges, are nonpartisan.
Okay.
So if you vote straight ticket, you don't get the judges, the Supreme Court justices that are running.
Okay.
Which make a lot of laws that affect our lives. You wouldn't vote on them. So do the research, look at them, and form your own opinion. And don't listen to all the rhetoric that's out there.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. In the studio with me, Attorney Annette Smedley. Is there anything else, or is there anyone that you would like to thank for helping you with your campaign?
Oh, there's been so many people. You know, my husband's an absolute trooper with this. He is, he's gotten rid of some of his collectibles that he had been collecting since he's been a kid so that we could get some money for the campaign. And so he has been wonderful. My family, and like I said, just all of my friends and the supporters. And I met a lady yesterday when I was downtown, and she walked past and she goes, "Oh my gosh, you're Annette Smedley." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Thank you for running." She goes, "We need a woman. Finally, you know, with all of these men on that bench, we need somebody there to represent." And I said, you know, it just made me feel really good, right, that, you know, that people are paying attention to the local politics. And I said, you know, it was amazing. I think one thing that I learned through this when going door to door, I knocked on this one door and a guy answered, and I said, "Hello, I'm Annette Smedley. I'm running for circuit court judge, and I was wondering if I could drop off a pamphlet." And he said, "You're running for what?" And I said, "Circuit court judge." And he goes, "Isn't that a man's job?" I went, "I didn't get the memo on that." But just the support that I have had from so many people, it's not, you know, I couldn't name off
Everyone
that has supported me. I just want to thank everybody that's been there and that has supported me, everybody that voted for me, everybody that's going to vote for me. It's not something, campaigns you cannot do by yourself.
Okay.
You need people. And it's just like anything in life. Nobody gets where they're at in life by themselves. Somebody had to give them a help out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just appreciate all the help that I've been given.
Okay.
I just am truly blessed.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with our listeners today. And we encourage everyone to get out and vote come next Tuesday, November the 6th. And good luck with your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.